at the back. No, I'm sorry, wrong person. At the very top. Right, we mentioned yesterday, we began the idea that a person who can be moicha, and someone who sees somebody doing something wrong and has the power, the influence, whatever you want to call it, to make a protest that might be listened to, has to. And if he doesn't, it's not a good thing at all. He's himself punished. So we're getting into that now. Rabbi Yehuda Avi Yosef Kamei de Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. Asoy Hayitza, came a woman in front of Shmuel. Kotzavcho Kamei. She was screaming, she was complaining. Apparently, it sounds the way they might show some. There was some sort of an interior, some sort of money issue. She wasn't. She was getting cheated, something. We don't know exactly what happened. Shmuel didn't seem to pay attention to her. Amalei Yehuda said to Shmuel, Lo sova lemar, don't you know the posuk? Otem ozno mizakas dal, one who closes his ear to the screams of a poor person, gam hu yikra, he will call v'lo yonah, won't be answered. Meaning, you're ignoring this lady. Amalei shinina, usually means shinina, sharp one, you know. Reish, interesting expression. Reish chobikriri. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is talking to Shmuel, right? Shmuel is ahead of everybody, so it's a Rebbe, let's say. So he says, Reish chobikriri, your head, meaning the one ahead of you, is in cold water. Don't worry about it. Reish the Reish, the one ahead of your head, meaning the one on top of me, b'chamimi, he's going to get burned, so to speak. Meaning, what does it mean to tell? Hoyosin marukvo, it's not my achrayis, I can't do anything, but here's sitting marukvo, who's Dav Bezdin. He has the ability to judge and straighten out these matters. He should be taking care of it. He looked like he'd get in trouble. Dichsiv, Beis David, Ko Amad Hashem. Dinu Laboike Mishpot. Now again, we're speaking to those who can. Obviously, it's someone who has no capability of judging or running a court. We're not telling him to do it, we're telling it to Beis David. Ko Amad Hashem. Dinu Laboike Mishpot. Do your din. Vahatzilu Gozul Miyad Oishek. And save the one who's being oppressed from the oppressor. Penteitze, if not, ke'esh chamosi, my anger will go out like fire. Ubuarat will burn ve'mechabe, and it won't be extinguished. Meaning, the ones who can judge, they have to take care of it. So he's stuck in trouble. He should be doing something here. And they explained to Mashu, says, because the posuk terms, or it gives the moshel of Hashem's anger as burning. That's why he said he'll get in hot water. That's why he used the hot water. Okay. Omle Reb Zeira Reb Simin. Reb Zeira said to Reb Simin, Lekhinu mar lahani de Beir Eish Kolusa. You should give Musa to the Beir Eish Kolusa. Apparently they were doing things wrong. He said, why don't you give them Musa? Omale lo mekabli minoy. They will not accept it. What was the point? Even though they won't accept it, you have to give them Musa. And Tais explains, that means where there's a chance they will accept it. You don't know for sure they won't. You don't know for sure they will. If you know for sure they won't, that's a different story. That's a different sugya. Then we say, Mutash is showing out the Mezedeb, let them do it without knowing what they're doing, whatever. But it means here, not for sure they won't listen, but they may not listen, then you still have to give them Musa. To Omar Rebacha Bachanino, very powerful Gemara here. May oilam lo yotzes omida toivo mi piya kodesh baruchu v'choza bo l'ro. A good promise, a good thing never came out from Hashem and he changed. That's what Rambam writes. Rambam brings this Gemara that a nevuah l'toivo never changes. Hashem can go back on a nevuah l'ro with the tshuva, but a nevuah l'ro l'toivo never changes. Except once, says the Gemara. And that was caused by the Aveira of Fruma Yidden not being mochiach people who are doing something wrong. You see the seriousness of that. That's trying to show you the seriousness of giving Musa to somebody when you can and he might listen. Because that was the only time we know that Hashem promised a good thing, quote unquote, and changed it because of that aveir. Chutz midovo zedich siv. It's a posuk in Yechezkel about a churm. Very interesting thing going on over there. Vayomer Hashem elov. Hashem is about to bring the Malach Chavola, those who will wreak destruction on Yerushalayim. Before that, he says to Yechezkel, Avor besoch, you go through the city, besoch Yerushalayim, his face a tov, write a tov, make a mark on people's foreheads, a tov. Al mitzchis ha'noshim ha'nochim ha'neko, on whose foreheads? The tzaddikim, Rashi says. These are the tzaddikim we're talking about. They are groaning and wounded or moaning, al kol ha'toyeves ha'nasus besoich. So put a tov on the heads of the tzaddikim. Meaning, mark them that the Malach Elohim shouldn't harm them. Okay. Now, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Gavriel, Leich U'Rishoy, mark al mitzvon shel tzaddikim, on the heads of the tzaddikim, tof shel dioy, a tof in ink, shelo yishlu tohem b'amalech HaKavola, so that the Malachim should have no power of them, they'll be marked with a tof of ink. Now that's what it says in the Pasuk. Chazal are now hearing. The al mitzvon shel Rishoyim, on the Rishoyim put a tof shel dam, a tof written in blood, kidei she yishlu tohem b'amalech HaKavola, so that they should be, fakir, the Malachim should get them. Now, says the Minas Adin, Hashem is saying a simple thing, Lechur. Mark the Tzaddikim with a black tuff, with an ink tuff. Mark the Rishon with a red tuff. And the Malachi Chol will touch these guys and will not bother these guys. Now, Omer Minas Adin, Lefnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. Man Ishtanu, Elo Elo, what do you say? What's the difference between these people and these people? What's the difference? These people, these are tzaddikim, these are Rishoyim. Omer Los, Hashem says back to the Midas Adin, Halolu tzaddikim gemurim. What do you mean? These people are tzaddikim gemurim. Halolu Rishoyim gemurim. What do you mean? Asking, what's the difference between the two? These are good people, these are bad people. What's going on over here? Omer Lefon everybody Shalom, they are at fault, the tzaddikim also. Hoya biyodam limchos velomichu. They could have said something, they could have stopped it, they didn't say anything. Omer Los, Hashem says back to the Midas Adin, I know, Hashem saying, if they would have said they wouldn't have listened anyway. Answers back, Midas Adin, you know that. They don't know that. As far as the tzaddikim were concerned, they didn't know for sure they wouldn't listen, but they didn't know it was up for grabs. If they're not moicha, says the Midas Adin, they have no right to escape punishment now. And Hashem changes his mind. Because obviously Hashem began by saying they should be saved. Put a tof in dio, they should be saved. After this discussion, Kvayocha with the Minas Adin, he changes his mind, quote unquote, and they are punished. That's what it says the next pasuk there. Zokin, bochu psula taf in noshim, tahagu lemashchis. Balkol ish asher olov hatof, whoever has that black tof, al tigoshu. Don't go near him. That's how he began. But look what happened the next word. And begin from my migdosh. What do you mean, migdosh? Uksiv vayochelu banosh, and he began banoshim askeinim asheluf neyabayis. The Midas Adin began by punishing those people. Tony Reb Yoyis, I'll take you migdoshim, my migdosh, elam mikudoshai, my holy ones. Meaning, you're right; they have to be punished too. Elu bnei odem shekimu asatoyre kulo me alef ad tof. And yet Hashem is masking with the Midas Adin that they should be punished because they could have been moicha on a chance they would have listened and they didn't. Says the Gemara, you see the severity of this thing of not making a protest against people doing averis when you have, you. I mean, obviously you're a person who can make a protest and there's a chance to listen, chance they won't. Here in fact they wouldn't listen. Hashem says, I know they wouldn't listen. But as far as the people themselves are concerned, they know that. There was a chance they would listen. This is the only time, Zogin Chazal, the only time that Hashem changed the promise for good to bad. Showing the severity of this problem of not being moicha. Miyad, the next pause, right? It's actually pause before. V'neshisha anoshim boim, six men, we'll see, it doesn't mean men, it means malach avolo. Miderech sharo elyon, ashemofno tzafoyno, which was that shah which was towards the north. The ish klima potzo biyod, each had his weapon of mass destruction in his hand. The ish echad besoikim, there was one among them, levush abadim, wearing bad pishta, whatever, kesas asoifim, mazav, is wearing like a pen or an ink thing. Vayavova yamdu eitzel mizbach anachoshis. Now, says the Gemara, as we all know, there was no mizbeach anachoshis in Beis HaMikdash. There was one in the midbar. When they came to build the first Beis HaMikdash, it was too small, the Gemara in Zevachim says. The Shlomo Melso was too small, so they built a bigger one made out of a vonim. There was no Mizbach HaNechoshes in Beis HaMikdash. So what do you mean he went next to the Beis HaMikdash? It wasn't there. We're talking about the destruction of the first bias. There was no Mizbach HaNechoshes. Mizbach HaNechoshes, we have it. It wasn't any. It means, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heschilu. He's now talking to the six people, see in a minute, they are the Malachi Chavola, the punishers. Begin, Mimokim She'omrim Shira Lefonai. Start right there from the Leviim who stay Shira with clay nechoshes. That's what it means. Meaning, begin with righteous people. In this space, they were punished in Yerushalayim for not being moicha. Even though Hashem promised them they wouldn't be. He basically said, put a mark on the head and don't touch them. After this discussion, he changed his mind. Man ninu shishan, who are these six men? Omrav Chizda, they're not men. They are six angels of Chavola, Malcha Chavola, angels of destruction. Ketzef, Af, V'chemo, Umashchis, Umshaber, Umechale. Okay, I don't know who they are exactly, but they don't sound healthy. I wouldn't want to meet them in a dark alley. Even in a light alley, I wouldn't want to start up with these people. Okay, now, what was the mark that Hashem said to make on the forehead? Tough. In ink for the tzaddikim, before it changed plans, and in dam for the rishoyim. Umashna tov, what's up, it's tov. Could have written any of the letters of the alphabet. Omar Rav, tov, tichye, tov, tomus. On the tzaddikim, it stood for tichye, they shall live. On the rishoyim, it stood for tomus, they shall die. Ushmuel Omar, tomus chusovis. It's a way of saying toma, tov, chusovis is over, meaning we're in trouble. We have no chusovis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, tochoin chusovis. Chusovis should work. It says here an interesting thing. There's a major problem here. We're going to see this whole Gemara says Tomos Chusovis. There is no more Chusovis. Lemaise, our whole davening is built on Chusovis. We do daven for Chusovis. It's a big problem. What does it mean? There is no more Chusovis. So what are we talking about? Is Taisus learns that this is not a machloikis. He's not saying it's finished and he's saying it's still there. He meant Tomos Chusovis for the Rishoyim. But the tzaddikim is talking chusov. We do have chusov. And that's why we still are mispalov his chusov. And we'll prove that in a minute. That even Rabbi Yochanan, who says talking chusov, that it will work, will soon say it, it's all over by the end of the first bais. We'll see in 1 second. Resh Lakish Omar Nafach, tof, soif chusov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tof represents the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. Tof is the last word in emes. Dom Reb Chanina chusov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Reb Shum Baruch Moni Yom Enoch Apshat and Tov. Like we said before, Eilu Bnei Yodom Shekim Was HaToyra Kula Me Aleph HaTov. Oh, now it starts going. We said before, Tomos Chusovis. When did Chusovis finish? Me Mosai Tomos Chusovis. Omer Rav Mi Mois Hosea Ben Be'eri. It was Hosea, the Novi Hosea. It's towards the end of Bais Rishon Shenema. Agala es niflos, I will expose an availeni mahaveo, the ish lo yatzilena miyodi. Nobody can save them, meaning even Dovas can't save them. It's over. So Dovas is over. Shmuel Omar, mi mechazoil. That's a little bit earlier. Shenema vechazoil melech Aram, lochatz es Yisraeli. He oppressed the Yidden, kol yimei yehoyochos, all the days of yehoyochos. Uksiv, vayichan Hashem olsam, vayirachmem, he had rachmem on them, vayifan eleyem, leman brisoy es Avram Yitzhak v'Yakov, because of Chusovis, v'lo ovo hashchisam, he didn't want to destroy them, v'lo hashlich me'alponov, he didn't throw them away, ad ato, till now. But that's it. No more Chusovis after now. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Omar, mimei me'eliyo, brings it back much earlier. Shenemar, by the Karakarmel. By Hiba Loisam Mincho, when the Mincho went up, by Yegash Elio and Novi, by Yoim, he said, Hashem will care for Mitzvah Yisrael. Again, he's mourning Chusovis. Hayoim Yivoda, today it should be known, Kiata Lekim be Yisrael, Vani Abdecho, Ubedvorcho Sisis Goldvom, Hayoim Yivoda, but not after today. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Mimechiskio, that's towards the end of Bais Rishon. Shenemar, Lamarbe Hamisul, Lesholem and Kate, Alkisedo, to support it, from now on it'll be Kinas Hashem will run it, no more Chusovis. Now right here you have the proof to what we said before, because Rabbi Yochanan said before that the Tov was for Tochon Chusovis. Chusovis should work. That's at the time of the Churban. He's now saying that Chusovis finished b'mei Chizkia. That's before the Churban. So you got to see it right there. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that Chusovis finished b'mei Chizkia, and yet at the time of the Churban he puts the Tov for Tochon Chusovis? Says, so you see, that's not what it means. Thomas Chusovis means for the Rishoyim, the people don't deserve it. But for Tzadikim, there is always Chusovis, and that's the basis of our davening. There are other ways to answer that, but that's how Tosfos goes here. Okay, I'm here. Amar Rav Ami, ein misa below chet. There's no misa without chet. Anybody who dies, he did something wrong. Ben yisurim beloy oven. Yisurim don't come unless there are aveiros. Ein misa below chet d'chsev hanefesh hachoyteis hi tomus. Ben lo yisa bavon ha'av, a son is not punished for the sins of the father. Of lo yisa bavon ha'ben, the father not punished for the children. Tzitzkas ha'tzadik olav tiyya, berish l'rosh olav tiyya. Nefesh ha'choytes hi tomos. If there's misa, it was preceded by chet. Ein yisurim below ha'av, and there's no, what's yisurim? How do you say yisurim? What do you got on that paper there? afflictions, painting. Shia, help me out here. Drowning. How do you say Shia? What? Suffering. The Hebrew. Okay. Valoy Ovam, what did I try to experience the word? I'm good to know him.
Iniquity.
Iniquity. Oh, boy. You're pushing it yourself. Iniquity. I want a word that I know what it means. Okay, whatever. We know what it means. We know what it means. We know what it means. Dichsiv ufakadeti b'shevet, meaning the stick, the punishment. Pishom, there's an avera for the shevet. Ubenigoyim is also symbolizes very serious yisurim. Avoinam, there's an avon. Oh, this is a very interesting gemara. I mean, this is way out of my league, but it's the gemara is here discussing if there can be misa without chet. So we're saying now there's no misa without chet. Frank the gemara akasha. Meisve. Omru malachei hasharis rakodesh baruchu. Rebbeinu shel olam. Mibnei makonasta misa al adam harishon. Why did you bring the punishment of death on adam harishon? A basic question. Omer lahem. Mitzvah kalot tzivisiv. I gave him one simple mitzvah. I didn't have air. I gave him something. Don't eat that. That's the data. One of my one can ask the misa. Okay. Omer lehi. So Amru lehi. So Malchai Shesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Valoi Moshe v'Aaron. Shekimu kol ha-toyru kulo. Umesu. They didn't do anything wrong. Let me ask you why you made misa. You said Adam Veir didn't have air. Okay. What about Moshe and Aaron? Kimu kol ha-toyru kulo. It's an across-the-board thing. He apparently is answering, there is a thing of dying without doing anything wrong. Meaning, there is. This price seems to say, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron died without an aveira. You just told me, ein chet, ein mitzvah lo chet. He holds ki haitana. Let's see this Bryce, this Sanya. Reb Shimon ben Eloza Omer. Now this is an interesting thing, because as far as we know, Moshe and Aaron did do an aveira, meimeriva. That's what he tells him right away. Af Moshe v'Aaron bechet amesu. They died because of the chet. They didn't die because of the chet. There was a, okay. It was a slim one. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu medaktek him his people bechut asayir. It was a very small aveira. I mean, what? Aaron also meimeriva. They both were involved over there. Shnei Yan lo hemantem bi, both. Ho hemantem bi, adayin lo higiyaz manchen lipotem in oilam. So you're asking me, he said, ein mitzvah lo chet. I'm going to get fracked from Moshe Rabbeinu. He also came along, he didn't have air. It says, what's the other man doing my hold? It's a posik of chumash, yan lo hemantem bi. No, but it says because you didn't lohem antem be, meaning if you would have acted properly, things would be different. So I should explain, they wouldn't have died. They would have entered Eretz Yisrael, correct. That's what it means. If you would have done properly, maybe you would have come to Yisrael, but that doesn't do it misa. No, but he's... Yeah, no, but it's... No, you do. He holds ein chet below mis, ein misa below chet. He cannot die without an aveira. That's this one. But the first man who says Moshe Rabbeinu had no chet, he died without chet. The first man who says Moshe Rabbeinu died without chet. That's his proof. Tzadik, that's what Amashul learns. It means had you done it, you'd have gone to Yisroel. I'm not going to do the misa. Okay, meisvei. So if the churi have a machlok is tanoim meisu arbo meisu beet yoshel nochosh. Four people died. Etio means the eights of the nochosh, meaning for no reason, what we would call no reason, no aveira, just because of the nochosh. Misa came down on the world, so everybody has to die. But four people died for only that reason. I mean, they had no aveira. I mean, this is saying yesh misa blochet. Now let's go carefully here. Who are they? Very interesting. You wouldn't have guessed them. Elohim Binyamin ben Yaakov. Binyamin Amram Avi Moshe, Moshe's father. Yishai Avi David, the Kilov Ben David. Those four people. Binyamin, Amram, Yishai, and Kilov. Reb Kevega brings on the side, and the Zayir in Breishis says Yoshua also. And the Zayir in the end of Breishis says three people. Amram, Levi, and Binyamin. He throws in Levi. Vikad Amri Av Yishai. So the Zayir has Yoshua and Levi in this also. Now, how do we know this? It's all Kabbalahs. We have no rights. Lebarmi Yishai Avi David. Yishai Avi David. He wants to get a proof from a pasuk. Let's see. The Meforish Beikro Dichsiv. In Shmuel, that's Amoso Somav Sholem Tachas Yoyov Alatzov. Avshalom put Amos in charge. He made him the general in place of Yoav ben Tzruya. Good. Vamos ben Ish, Ushmo Yisra HaYisraeli. Amos was the son of Yisra, okay? Ashebor, who lived with Avigail Bas Nochosh Achos Tzruya. He was married to Avigail, the sister of Tzruya. Big cousin with Yoav, basically. Ashvoga is this. No, cousin, right. Yoav was Ben Tzruya. Amos is now the son of the sister of Tzruya. Okay, not relevant. Who's Avigail? Now, the aim, Yoav. Okay, fine. Now, it says in this pasuk that Avigail is the daughter of Nochosh. Now, she wasn't. She was the daughter of Tzruya. It's lists the sons of Yishai, and then it says, and their sisters, meaning the daughters of Yishai, Ahu, Tzruya, Avigail. So why does the pasuk in Shmuel call Avigail Bas Nochosh when she really was Bas Yishai? The answer is, we refer to Yishai as Nochosh because he died Be'et Yoshel Nochosh. Elabas Misha Mez Be'et Yoshel Nochosh. Good. Whatever it is, we have a braisa here that four people died Be'et Yoshel Nochosh, meaning without Aveira. Now, who is that? We said before whether he can die without an Aveira is a machloikis. The Tana with Moshe said you can. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says he can't. Who's this braisa? This braisa is not the first Tana because he has more than four people. He should have Moshe and Aaron in the list also. So this braisa must be Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But he means, Rav Shimon Elazar just held Moshe and Aaron had a chet, but he still agrees there were four people. So it means everybody holds there's such a concept of dying without a chet. Man ilay matana de malachi ashores v'hoiko Moshe v'Aaron. He should have listed Moshe and Aaron in his list. Should have had six. Elalav, this is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he who holds that Moshe and Aaron did have a chet, and yet he says there are four people who died without a chet. So that means everybody holds yesh misa b'lochet, not like Rav Ami said before. And what's the saying of Chanan? Shma mino yesh misa b'lochet v'yesh yisurim b'loyavon teyufta de Rav Ami teyufta. So again, not for now, but this is a very interesting Gemara because Rav Ami said two things. He said, ein misa b'lochet and ein yisurim b'loyavon. We knocked them out on one of them, on ein misa b'lochet. We didn't show that he's wrong on Yesh Yisurim B'Lochet. And yet the Gemara calls a Tiyuft on that too. It's not so simple. How the Gemara did that exactly? So the Gemara tried to work one. It's totally on the other. It's not a simple thing.
So then there is Yisur on...
One could say that. We didn't disprove it. The Gemara seems to say he's knocked out. We didn't disprove one thing about that. We disproved his statement that one can't die without a bear. That we disproved. But that there can't be Yisur without a bear, that we did not disprove. And yet the Gemara says Tiyuft. He's knocked out on that too. Amar Rav Shul Ban Achmeini. Now we're going to have now a whole list, the next blot, of people who it looked like they did an Aveira, and the Chazal are coming to tell us it's not true. Now again, we have to be careful with it. As the Rashi Tosfos will point out, in every one of these cases, we don't mean to say they didn't do an Aveira. We mean to say they didn't do the Aveira that it looks on the surface they did. Kolome Ruven Choto. It says, Vayishkav as Bilo Pilegesh Oviv. Simple reading of the Chovish means he was Mezane with Bilo. That he didn't do. He did do something wrong. He was Mezalzel the Kvayd Oviv. He was Mevalbil the Mishkovis. He shouldn't have done it. There's something wrong there. But the Achet that looks on the surface, he didn't do. And who says that it's wrong? Shenema in the pasuk itself, because the pasuk itself that says Vayishkav Reuven as Bilo Pilegesh Oviv, the next words are Vayu b'nei Yaakov Shnei Mosor, to tell us that they were all shoveh. Don't think he did that avera. Melamed shekulon shkulon ka'achas. Elamani mekaisel. What does it mean? Vayishkav as Bilo Pilegesh Oviv. Melamed shebilbil matzo shel Oviv. He flipped the beds. That's he took Yaakov Avinu's bed out from Bilo's and put it by his mother Leah. So Zilzul b'kvayd Oviv, but he wasn't Vayishkav. That a favor being Sheikhim in Ishes Oviv. That he didn't do. Umal olav akosiv ki'ilu. It's a time. Kilu shochavimu. Tanya Shimon Loza Omer Mutzalot Sotzadik Meyosei Ovon. He saved him that Ovon. He didn't do it. V'lo bo ma'ase zeli odo. He didn't do it. Efshe, it's an interesting thing that how he proves it. Efshe osit zaro lamor al harevol v'loimar. Reuven will be on harevol when one of the klolos is or shoychev emeshes oviv. The Ovon zeh chet zeli odo. If he had done that, had Reuven done that avera, Hashem would have not made it that Reuven should be on the side of once accepting the klola on Oro Shoshiv Aviyov, if Imesh is over. Mimutz is saved, meaning he didn't do it. That's not so simple. He may have had a thought to do it. Elamani Mekayva Yishkav is Bilo Pilegesh Oviv. Elboin Imoy Tov. He was tiny to the embarrassment of his mother. Omar. Im Achos Imi, my mother's sister, Hoysat Sorala Imi. Okay. My mother's sister was a competitious husband for my mother. That's one thing. But now, because the Chazal say, if the Rochel died, Yankov took his bed and put it by in oil billah. He says, that's not right. And the shivcha of my mother's sister should be competition with my mother. Shivcha sachas imite yitzol imo. Omar bilbulas matzor. It moved the beds around. Acherim oimrim. A little different. Shtei matzoy is bilbil. He was mavalbul two matzoys, two beds. Achashel shchino, the achashel oviv. Vahainu the siv, oz chilalto by Birch Yankiv. He says to him, oz chilalto, yitzui olo. It should have said, oz chilalto, you machal yitzui, my bed, olisa, you went on it. What do you mean, olo, he was on it. So Chazal learned, it means, oz chilalto, you machal el, the shchina that was oila al yitzui. Rashi says an interesting thing over here. Rashi says that Rashi says, take a look, Rashi, Akashal Shchino, Kachoye Yaakov Oise, the Arbo Ole Noshim, in all four of the tents, Mamid Mito Lashchina. There was a bed for the Shchina in each one of the women's tents. Umbo Oise Oil Shehu Roye, Boya Shchina, wherever he would see the Shchina, who bore Volonos alive. That's where he was that night. So the Shechina was always there with Yaakov. So by being Mevalbel, he was Mevalbel, technically, his Yitzua, and also the Shechina's. Kitanoi. Says the Gemara, interesting thing, this is a machlokes Tanoim. There are Tanoim that he did do that Aveira. Now, the Pasuk says, again, by Birchas Yaakov, Pachas Kamayim Al Toysa. Pasuk means you were impulsive, you moved too quickly. Pachas Kamayim Al Toysa. Therefore, you don't get the extra things. You're not going to be, you're the oldest. You're not getting the Bukhari. You're not getting the Malchus, all that. Is, they explain, Kipshutov should have said, Pochaz to Kamayim. You were impulsive. It's an interesting word, Pachaz. So they make all sorts of deroshes here. They learn it, Pei Chezayin. They learn it like Notriku in Rosh Tevis. Rebbe Leza Omer, Pei Chezayin, Pazto. You were impulsive. Chavto. You did Aveira. Zilto, zilso, you were mezalzel. Meaning, chavto zilso, you taka did the aveira, and you were mezalzel for the both. Is it, Elazar holds, he did do the aveira. Reb Yeshua Omer, posato al das, you trampled on the din, chotos, you did aveira zonis, you did znos. So Rashi says, according to, that's with Ketanoi, according to Elazar and Reb Yeshua, he taka did the aveira of Ayishkav, bilopilagishov. Yeah, this kind of cheshbonos, whatever it is, but he did it. Point of fact, he did it. When it says vayishka, it means he did it. Rebbe Gamliel says no. Pilalto, you were mispalel lehinotzel min acher. Apparently, he had a tzatzah to do it, but he davened. Cholso, also miloshin davening vayichal Moshe. Zorchot filoscha, your davening worked, and you were saved from the aveira. So according to him, he didn't do the aveira. Omer Gamliel. We need Reb Elazar Modoy. He learned it even better. He flipped the words around. Reb Elazar Modoy Yomi, he goes backwards. Afoicha said, Zayin Ches Pei Zdashing, Vidarsha. Ziazato, you trembled for fear of doing the Aveira. Here, Tato, you pulled back. Porcho Chet Mimcho. The Chet jumped off of you. So, Ephraim, take a look there in the Rashi. See the Rashi, Ziazato there. You got it? Opposite the first wide line in my Gemara, Ziazato, Yoreis Lachto, Lireb Lezer, Reb Yeshua Choto, Itaka did Aveira, Lerav Gamliel, Ulamadoi, Bikesh Lachto, Velechoto. He did want it. There was a Tzatzah he would do it. He held himself back. He davened. He was saved. But in point of fact, the Machlokes Tanoim, we actually did that Aveira. Rova Omar, he has another way of learning the pasuk. Vamil Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bab again backwards. Zocharta Onshel Shel Dovah. Again, he thought to do that. He reminded himself of the Yoinish. What's going on over here? Chilisatz Pocholi Gold. You made yourself sick. Pirash Topay Melato. You stopped from doing it. So it comes out Machlokes Tanoim. Interesting thing whether he did that Aveira or not. Okay, next.
If he did the Aveira, That's one thing, the pachas.
That's the first
if
one.
If you only thought of it.
That's the last two.
It's enough to have pachas said about him.
Yeah. There was some impulse in this, yeah. But he pulled, they learned, there's a remnant that he pulled back. Mm-hmm. He conquered it.
Nonetheless, he said,
because after all is said and done, he did move his father's bed, which itself was wrong. Even without anything else, that's wrong. Because he was Mechal, so his father's covered and Hashem's covered, because this idea of the Shekhinah being there. That for sure he did wrong. That's no question. The question is, did he go further and do the literal words of the Chumash? Did he do that? That's the discussion. Now, I have a whole list of, again, it's a whole list of people who the Pasuk seems to say they did very bad Averis. As I'll say, it's not exactly what it means. Omer Shubah Nachmeini, Omer B'yan Sekola, Omer B'nei Eli. Eli was the Kohen Gadol. Then when Shmuel came as a child, his sons were not behaving properly. Chotu, Ein Elatoy. Again, it doesn't mean they didn't do an Averis. They definitely did an Averis. They were Zalzal in the Kochim. They did not behave properly with the Kochim people brought. That's for sure. But the problem is, the Pasuk says they were Mezana with women there. And that's what's saying. That's not what it means. That Averis, they did not do. But they did do bizoin kochim. Shenema v'shom shnei bnei Eli. That's the beginning. Kofni u'pinchas koyinim l'shem. Sova lo kirav the omar rav pinchas lochota. Rav is going to prove later. There were two. Kofni and Pinchas. He's going to prove later Pinchas certainly did nothing wrong. Rav Yonason is saying, since it puts them together, shnei bnei Pinchas, it means to compare Kofni to Pinchas. I'm going to prove to you later that Pinchas did not do that aveira. He so too Eli also not. Chofni, not Eli. Makish Chofni lePinchas. Ma Pinchas lechoto in that HSH. I've Chofni lechoto. So what do I do? The Pasuk says they did. Elamani mekayim asher yishkevun es anoshim. It says they were sheichev. They were mezana with the women who came. What does that mean? Maybe the Gazach. Mitoich sheshow es kinehem. What happened over there? We're talking about women who came to Beis Hamikdash. They were yoldois, zovois. So they were also lebaleim. They were also in kochim. They have to bring their korb, right? When they bring the korb, they become tor, and they become tor to go into mikdash. They also become for husbands. They go back to the husbands. Generally speaking, how to work? We learned then and in the end in Talmud and there was increases. Generally speaking, Kainim's reason came. The woman brought it, she left. She knew by whatever it is, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, it would have been brought, she got no problem. By the time she home, she's clear. They were Mavazakoch. They did not act properly. They didn't bring up the kaponim, they stalled. The women couldn't rely on them. They couldn't go home because they never knew when the thing would happen. They had to sit there in Shalayim until they saw the kabbonis going up. Therefore, they were delayed in returning to their husbands. Thus, Chofni and Pinchas caused a bitl of piri v'rivi. He separated the women from the husbands for a night or two, whatever it was. The Torah, the Nach terms that shochvu. What's the lotion there? I'm sorry. Yishkevun es anoshim. Because they kept their wives away from the husbands, the Nach terms it in such a strong lashon, it's as if they were together with the husbands. But they weren't. Lamai said they weren't. But this is a, we're not saying they were right. It's a very bad thing they did it. But it's not ishes ish. Elamani mekayim she yishkevun es hanoshim mitoich she show es kineim. They delayed the kin means the nest. I mean, they delayed from bringing up those kabbonis which are birds. Shlohochu etzel balei emelin. Women couldn't get back to their husbands because they never knew when the carbon would go. They had to wait till they actually saw it. Mala alein akosiv ki ilu shochvu. Okay, good. So how did he build this case, Rabbi Yonason? I know Pinchas didn't do anything, didn't do that wrong, didn't do that very bad thing. So Smeila Chofni also, because they compare. How do you know that Pinchas didn't do it? How'd you start? Gufa. Omar Rav, Pinchas Lochot, how do you know? Shenemar, it says later in Shmuel, V'achiyo ben Achituv, Achi Ikovid, ben Pinchas, ben Eli Akoyin Ashkoyin Hashem. So when we discuss this person, Achiyo, we're miyachis him back through Pinchas. Says the Gemara, Ef shechet bo liyodo, could it be that Pinchas was over an Ashes ish? Vakosu miyachso? And the Kosu still keeps him in the line of Yichus? It says Apostle Gemalachi. It's talking there are people who did the Aveir of Niyuf, of Znus. It says, Yachres Hashem le'ish, he'll cut him off. Asher Yasenu does that aveira. He'll cut him off from what? Air v'oyna me'ola yankiv. We'll see in a minute what that means. Umagish minchal Hashem tzvokis. Means what? Im Yisrael, if he's a Yisrael, lo'yilo air b'chachomim. He won't have a descendant whose air was sharp by the chachomim, who's a good student. V'lo'yoyna b'talmidim. V'im koyen hu, lo'yilo ben magish mincha. He will not have a son, an descendant, who serves in karbonis. But Pinchas did have it. This Achiyah did, and his Miuchas backed him. It must be that Pinchas didn't do the Aveira of Eishes Ish. Aveira is not to get taught. El Alav Shmami the Pinchas Lochota. Frag the Gemara, Elohok Siv Asher Yishkivun. Now, let's be careful here. We're going down Rav. Rav didn't say Eli didn't do it. Rav said Pinchas doing it. So on him we're asking, he says Asher Yishkivun, that's plural. Says Yishkivun Ksiv. There's no vav there. Now, Reb Yonah said, can't answer that before. Because Reb Yonah said before, neither Pinchas nor Chofni did that Veira. So he had an answer, Asher Yishkivun doesn't mean Asher Yishkivun. Asher Yishkivun means that the Nach terms it Asher Yishkivun. It means they delayed the women from getting back. He doesn't have to go that far, because he says Chofni did do that Veira of Eishes Ish. Just Pinchas didn't. Our question is only, why is it in the plural? Yishkivun would have off. Says the Gemara, the Vav is not there. It could be read as a Lashon Yochid. Only one of them did it. Avihoksiv al bonai. Eli says to his sons, al bonai, my sons, don't do it. Ki loy toiva hashmua. There's a bad, you're getting bad PR. The Ganz Klal Yisrael is talking about you. Would you stop doing it? Bonai, my sons. He's talking to both of them. That's coming right after the pasuk of Asher Yishkivun. So it sounds like he's telling them both, stop what you're doing. The Ganz Klal Yisrael is talking about you. Stop it, both of you. According to him, only one of them did it. Doesn't say bonai. You could read it bnei, my son. V'hoksiv ma'avirim. Now this is a headache here, because the pasuk says there, Albon, I stop my sons. Kilo tovo hashmua. It's not good the rumor. Asher anoichi shoymeya that I hear mavirim am Hashem, that the people of in are being passing around. Frag the gemara mavirim is a loshin rabim. It says it without a yud. Now this is a pella. First of all, it says it with a yud. So Tosis points out that the Gemara is different than us for him. If you look in the Reb Kivega, he will bring you many places where the Chazals don't fit exactly with where us for him are. The bigger problem is that this whole piece of work doesn't make any sense. What's the first kasha here? The first kasha you understand. He says to Al Bonai, my sons, Asher Yishkivun, you who are Mezana, in plural. How could it be in plural? According to you, only one of them did it. What's he asking him now? Mavirim is Lashon plural. That's not talking about them. That's talking about Klal Yisrael. It says over there, Al Bonai, stop my sons. Ki lo toiva hashmua, it's not good the rumor, Hashem ma'avirim am Hashem, that the people of Israel are spreading. So who's it talking about? Not them. Of course it's plural. We're talking about Klal Yisrael. What kind of great? The kasha makes sense, the teres doesn't make sense. Says Rashi, it's a toast. The whole piece of Gemara is a mistake. It shouldn't be there. It's a very interesting Rashi. I don't remember anything like that. Says this whole two lines of Gemara is an absolute mistake. It does not belong. That makes sense. Next. V'oksiv b'nei b'liyal. He calls them b'nei b'liyal. Understands the Gemara for being mevazik kochim, I wouldn't say b'nei b'liyal. B'nei b'liyal usually refers to znus. So again, b'nei b'liyal is talking to both of them. According to you, Rav, only one of them was mezana. Chofni not Pinchas. What are you going to do here? He can't change it. Bona, you change to B'ni. Yishkavun, you change to Yishkavun. Here it says B'nei B'liyal. That's a plural form. Says the Gemara, back to what we started today. You're right. Chofni was Shaykh of Eishes Ish. Pinchas was not. But Pinchas should have said something to his brother Chofni. Would you cut it out? He didn't. He's included, just like we learned at the beginning today. Mitoich shahoyel ol Pinchas limchais lechofni velomicha mala alov akosiv ki iluchot.